Residents of Longview, Washington want to see a new industry take over their old Reynolds Aluminum smelter site south of town, but they disagree over whether a proposed coal export terminal will be a good fit. Correspondent Cassandra Pafita reports.
On a 400-acre industrial site near Longview, Washington, a company called Millennium Bulk Terminals is cleaning up a pretty big mess.
This is the unpermitted conveyor that we're taking down.
That's Peter Bennett, Vice President of Business Development for Millennium.
You wouldn't ever receive a permit to be allowed to do what they did.
His company agreed to take over the old Reynolds Aluminum smelter site and demolish dilapidated buildings, remove piles of dry bulk products, and clear away contamination. When all that's done, the company can begin the project it came to Longview to do. That is, exporting 44 million tons of coal from Wyoming, Montana, Colorado, and Utah to Asia. The company says that project will create 135 permanent jobs and $2 million in local tax revenue. But the idea of exporting coal has divided local residents, raised concerns about rail traffic, and sparked a serious debate over the town's future. Locals will tell you that Longview has always been an industry town. A wall of pulp and paper mills, log yards, and a brand new grain export terminal hug the bank of the Columbia River. A road called Industrial Way neatly divides the mills from the commercial and residential areas. Bennett says that's part of what drew Millennium to the town.
Mr. Long was very foreseeing. When he developed Longview, he developed an industrial corridor, of which we're part, and a business district and a residential district. This makes it such a perfect site for industry because it is industrial.
But the Millennium Project seems to be dividing the town along new lines, between people who want to see jobs and revenue created on an underutilized piece of industrial property and people who don't want coal coming through town. Millennium's plans involve unloading coal from rail cars in a covered building and loading it onto ships on the Columbia River. Gary Lindstrom spent 17 years marketing industrial projects for the Port of Longview. He says there's a glaring problem with this plan. Coal trains coming into town would stop traffic on major roads at four different crossings. On a rainy day in Longview, Lindstrom is driving through town and pointing out all the places where cars and trucks cross the train tracks and where they would have to stop to let coal trains through.
The train will, I think, pretty much block all of these intersections at the same time at one point. So while the front end of the train might be down here, on Oregon Way and Industrial in this area, the tail end is going to be back there at 3rd Avenue.
Lindstrom says everyone, including Millennium, knows the coal export project would simply put too much railroad traffic on the streets of Longview.
I mean, we would be standing here at this track for 10 to 12 minutes waiting for a train to go by, and you do that 18 times a day.
Millennium has one of six coal export proposals in the Northwest, and they've all drawn opposition for their potential to clog up traffic. But Millennium has two possible solutions to this problem. For one thing, the company says it has a lot of extra acreage where it can store the empty mile-long trains after deliveries to avoid traffic jams. And then there's this. Local leaders have been expecting a surge in exports in Longview ever since the Army Corps of Engineers deepened the Columbia River Channel for bigger ships. For years, they've been planning a $200 million upgrade to Longview's rail lines that would create overpasses and underpasses and separate the trains from street traffic. The plan would address most of Lindstrom's concerns, though it isn't clear yet who would pay for it and how soon it will be done. And there's still a bigger debate over whether coal exports are the kind of industry the town wants to see in the future. Dan Kaufman is the president of the local Longshoremen's Union, which would be hired to load coal onto outgoing ships. He expects the project would add 85 new members to his ranks, so he likes the idea.
I could see my union growing to maybe 400 plus, and when I first started here in 1974, I think our membership was at about 450. So we could be getting back to the numbers to where it was when I started here 30-some years ago.
But Longview native Teresa Purcell says the town can find a better business to provide jobs, one that won't send coal dust blowing along the rail lines or the waterfront.
I remember the days when my mom would have to walk out and basically check the air quality before we could go out and play. The industries here have done so much to improve the air quality and to be good environmental corporate citizens. So the whole concept of this coal terminal when this came up was just going in the wrong direction.
Millennium has tried to assure residents that coal dust won't be a problem. Bennett says there are ways to control coal dust from the mine to the outgoing ship.
Whenever anything touches that coal that could generate dust, it will be in a closed environment with dust suppression. So you say, do we believe there's going to be a dust problem? No, there will not be a dust problem.
City and county leaders say they're waiting to take sides until Millennium completes a full environmental impact study that could take up to 2 years. And in the meantime, Millennium still has a lot of work to do before the coal export terminal can even be considered. I'm Cassandra Profita reporting.